Welcome to Move at the Speed of Culture with Dr. Greg Watson, where we decode the cultural signals, platform shifts, and digital trends that drive attention and conversion. I'm Greg, professor, serial entrepreneur, and marketing strategist. And each episode, I share insights and cultural playbooks to help you win in the attention economy. Today's show is called The Brands Winning Quietly Right Now. Let's dive in. While your competitors are chasing viral moments and burning budgets on fleeting attention, smart brands are building something far more powerful: cultural gravity. That invisible force that makes customers choose you without really knowing why. These brands don't just advertise products. They become part of how people see themselves and their world. Today, I'm sharing three brands winning quietly through cultural alignment and exactly how you can steal their playbook. Here's what most marketers miss. Cultural alignment reduces decision fatigue. When brands authentically reflect customers' values, purchase decisions become automatic. Take Patagonia. Their environmental stance eliminates price comparison for eco-conscious buyers. These customers aren't buying jackets, they're buying identity validation. The insight here is profound. Stop selling products and start selling who your customers want to become. Research shows culturally aligned brands enjoy 23% higher customer lifetime value, but here's the framework most brands ignore. Listen first. Use social monitoring for emerging values in your audience, then mirror those values authentically in everything you do. Finally, amplify by becoming the platform for that cultural conversation. Brands that nail this create what I call cultural lock-in. Customers can't switch without betraying their identity. Before launching any campaign, run the 48-hour culture test. Ask yourself, would my target audience share this to signal something about themselves? If not, you're just advertising. You're not creating cultural currency. The tactical shift is simple. Design campaigns as identity badges, not product pitches. Let me show you how Glossier built an invisible empire. They never positioned as better beauty. They positioned as real girl beauty. They didn't create products. They created a cultural movement around effortless authenticity. The result? Customers became unpaid brand ambassadors because using Glossier signals cultural membership. While Sephora fought on features and benefits, Glossier owned an entire aesthetic philosophy. They made their brand the language customers use to express their values. This week, audit your current campaign through the identity lens. Ask, what does choosing our brand say about who my customer is or wants to become? If the answer isn't immediately clear and emotionally resonant, you're leaving cultural alignment and conversions on the table. The brands winning quietly understand that culture moves faster than consciousness. People feel aligned before they think aligned. Master cultural alignment, and you don't just win customers, you win advocates who can't imagine choosing anyone else. That's the ultimate invisible advantage, becoming irreplaceable, not because you're better, but because you're essential to how people see themselves. Thanks for listening to Move at the Speed of Culture with Dr. Greg Watson. If you found value here, subscribe, share, or leave a review. It helps more marketers capture attention and drive growth. Stay ahead of culture. Stay ahead of competitors. Grab the Cultural Intelligence Report at moveatthespeedofculture.com.